Our scripture this morning from Hebrews chapter 12. Listen to what the first verse says of Hebrews chapter 12. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. You know, back in my early years, back in my my late teens, early 20s, I used to love to run. I really got into running. There was a track near my house in Gastonia at a school called Clay Street Elementary School, and it was a little gravel track, quarter mile gravel track, and I used to go every night and run around that track. And I got to where I was pretty decent at it. I could run 7 or 8 miles around that track. Now just think of this for a minute. 8 miles around a quarter mile track. That's 32 times turning left. That's a lot of boredom. Yeah, amen. Don't like to use the word boredom when it comes to a sermon. That's just not good. I was getting pretty bored with that, so I got to where I would run on the street, and I could run 7 or 8 miles, you know. But then my later years, in the last few years, I've gotten back into running and started running a little bit again. And I started out on the dreaded treadmill. You know, the treadmill. And treadmills are good. There's nothing wrong with the treadmill, I guess. But it's sort of something like watching grass grow or paint dry. I mean, it's boring running on this treadmill over and over. You run and run and run. You just never really get anywhere. So I got to where I start running on the road again, you know. But the roads can be a little treacherous. There's dogs. There's cats. Cat chasing you. I don't know. But they're good, I guess. You know, there's rain. There's cars, there's dark, there's hills, and there's hills, and then there's more hills. You know, I was running in a 5K just about a year ago this time in September of last year, a 5K down in Baden, North Carolina, which is down near Albemarle and Charlotte area. And I was running this race, and it was called Run the Valley, very appropriately named. Because it was this hill after hill after hill. It seems like I was running uphill the whole race. I was about halfway through this race, and I was running up this one particularly steep hill. And let me tell you what, I was hurting. My legs just felt like they were just going to just fall off. They were aching so bad. I couldn't catch my breath. I was hurting so bad, and I couldn't even see the top of the hill yet. And I was getting so tired, and I was so close to just quitting. Just quitting. I'm not going to do this anymore. It hurts too much. It's just too painful. And then just right before I was getting ready to quit, this obviously older gentleman than me came jogging past me, right? And he kind of waved, you know, as he went by. But I noticed his t-shirt that he was wearing, and the back of his shirt had this saying. It said, "Pain is nothing compared to what it feels like to quit." Pain is nothing compared to what it feels like to quit. Then at the bottom of his shirt, it said, "Dare to persevere." And I saw that and I thought, you know, he's right. You know, we don't like to quit. None of us like to have to admit, I can't do this. I just can't go on any further. I'm stopping. None of us like to admit that we have to do that sometimes. So I didn't. I didn't quit. It hurt, but I kept running. I kept following this older gentleman with this t-shirt. And I saw how he ran, and I was running with him. I couldn't keep up with him, even though he had me by probably 20 years. I couldn't keep up with him, but I followed him and watched him all the way toward the end of the race. And when we were getting near the finish line, there were all these people around at the finish line of the race. And they weren't really paying attention to the runners. They were mingling among themselves. But I saw all these people, these children, and these adults, and young people, and older people, and mothers, and grandparents, and all these people who had already finished the race. They had already run it. And they were like witnesses to me that, yeah, you can do this. This man was a witness to me. Yeah, it can be done. If I just dare to persevere and dare to work through the pain that I have to deal with, it can be done. This writer of Hebrews saying that exact same thing. We're surrounded by this cloud of witnesses. Now, we get this metaphor in our minds and this vision in our minds when he talks about that we're running through some sort of stadium and there's grandstands and there's clouds of people in the grandstands cheering us on while we're running. I don't think that's the idea this writer had. He's not talking about these people as spectators. He's talking about these people as people who bear witness to the fact that this race can be run. These people who have already completed the race and bear witness to the fact that if we stay faithful and if we run with our faithfulness, then the race can be run. The race can be completed. If we will only run with that same daring and that same willingness to persevere. Now, I'm aware, and the services like this bring it to our minds, that this race we're running right now, and I'm not talking about a 5K, I'm talking about life. This race we're running right now has a lot of steep hills. There's a lot of pain. There is a lot of pain that we have to face. Some of the hills are really steep and they really hurt. Some of the hills aren't so steep, but it seems like they go on forever, don't they? It seems like you'll never get to the top of this hill. You'll never get over this. You'll never crest that hill. There's no way I'll ever get there, and it hurts so much. Sometimes we finally get past a hill just to notice there's another one. We think, I've gotten over that. It's done. I don't have to deal with this anymore. Then there's another hill to cross, another hill to climb. That's life. That's this race that we're in, you and I. And there's nothing in this book that says to us it won't be that way. There's nothing in this book that says that if you're a Christian, you won't have to face trials and struggles and hurts and pains and sorrows. Quite the contrary. It says just the opposite. The writers of this book knew life, and they knew how life would be, and they knew that it would be painful sometimes, and that some of the hills would make you just want to quit. But the writer of the Hebrews is saying here, he's saying, you know, pay attention to those witnesses. Pay attention to those people who have already run this race. These people that we mentioned this morning, all their names. Those saints of the church, those pillars of the faith, those he mentioned, and we don't have time to go through it, but in chapter 11, he mentions all these people who were faithful in all that they did. Pay attention to these witnesses who say, just like this older gentleman who ran past me, this can be done. We can make it through this. We can crest this hill if we dare to persevere with faithfulness. Now, he also says in that verse 1 that I read just a minute ago that you don't want to carry your luggage with you when you're running. You don't want to carry things that are going to hinder you or things that are going to entangle you or things that are just going to make the race harder for you and more painful for you. Imagine if you're watching the Boston Marathon next April and there's a dude getting ready to run the Boston Marathon and he's got on all his, you know, his running garb that they wear and all that and the cute little hat and the sunglasses and the earbuds and all that. And he's, you know, he's getting himself all ready to run, loosening up and all that. And then you hear the gunfire and he reaches down and he picks up this big old suitcase and he's running with his big suitcase through the Boston Marathon. Now, think about it. How far is he going to get? How hard is that race going to be for him? How tough is it going to be to get up that hill for him carrying this stuff, carrying this luggage? The writer of Hebrews understands that and says, get rid of that stuff. Pride, greed, bad feelings, hurtfulness, guilt. Unload that stuff. Don't try to carry it with you. The race is hard enough. The hills are steep enough without trying to carry all of that stuff with you. That's how you're able to persevere, unloading all those things. Verses 2 and 3, it says quickly at the end of verse 1, "And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and you will not lose heart." Sometimes I think we focus too much on the course and not enough on the one who helps us get over the hill. Sometimes I think we focus too much on how bad this hill is and how much it hurts, instead of taking time to pay attention and focus on the one who gives us the strength to get up it, to overcome it, and to persevere. That's how we run this race, guys. It's going to hurt. It's going to be painful sometimes. It's going to be hard many times. And you are going to want to just quit. I can't do this anymore. But this writer tells us, persevere. Focus on the one who gives you the strength to do it. Focus on all of these that these candles are lit for, who have already run this race and run it with perseverance. But you know, I think the key to this scripture, I think the real truth to this scripture is found when we understand that the goal is not the finish line. The goal is really not the finish line. Because if we run this race with perseverance the way we should, we'll get to the finish line. Ultimately, we'll make it there, you and I. But if we run the race the right way, if we focus on the race itself, and if we run it with faithfulness, if we run it getting rid of all of our baggage, and if we run it keeping our eyes on Jesus Christ, who is our Lord and Savior, and who is the one who gives us the faith to run like we do, if we will run it with that kind of perseverance, then guess what? There will come a day when you and I are part of that great cloud. There'll come a day when you and I are sitting in that great cloud. And we're those who lead. We're those who inspire. We'll be those who encourage those others to dare to persevere, to run this race of life with that kind of perseverance. Let's bow and let's have a prayer together. Father, thank you so much for these words from the scriptures, which help us to understand how difficult this race can be, how steep the hills are going to be, and that you even promise that, God. You even make sure we understand that. Help us to see the great cloud, God, those who have gone faithfully before us. Help us to focus on them. Help us to focus on you and the greatness of who you are every day in our lives, to lead us and to give us the strength for another day. Father, bless these who are here this morning, who are remembering. As they run their race, as they run this course, may they run with hope. May they dare to persevere. And may they see their loved one sitting among the great cloud. Thank you for this time, Father. We pray in Christ's name. Amen.